I'll bring in Mr. Paul Larudi with Free Palestine Movement over Skype from Berkeley to discuss this story a little bit further. Mr. Larudi, it's good to have you with us. First things first, why so much disregard for these international bodies and conventions?
Well, the U.S. and Israel have a long history of disregarding international conventions and going against international law and being renegades with respect to the rest of the world. They think that they can throw their weight around and cause everyone else to follow their will, especially when their will is not in the interest of anyone, maybe not even themselves, but certainly not in the interest of other nations. So for other nations to say, no, we're not going to follow that, that's perfectly normal.
And, one might think that, you know, with this much disregard, what is the next step for America and Israel? Are they, to my imagination, are they really going to get out of places or bodies like the UN, you know, things going this way?
I think it's reasonable to be pleased with this development. Because if the rest of the world wanted to expel the United Nations and Israel from UN bodies, they would have a hard time doing it. The UN, the US and Israel would resist all this. But when the US and Israel remove themselves from the bodies, well, is that not a time for rejoicing? It's much better without them.
Right. And one other thing, you know, I want to discuss with you is the reasoning that Israel has said for actually abandoning UNESCO. It says that because they granted membership, full membership to Palestine in 2011, and because they have slammed their occupation of East Jerusalem al-Quds, how credible of a reasoning do you think this is?
Well, I think it's perfectly credible. If they say the rest of the world is anti-Israel, who's going to argue with that? And shouldn't they be? Shouldn't the rest of the world be anti-Israel? There are plenty of, Israel has given plenty of reason for the rest of the world to be anti-Israel. So I can't disagree with them.
Right. And one other thing, you know, why is it that it really seems that, you know, I mean, put Israel aside, but America is a big power. Why doesn't it really care about the face that decisions like this gives the country?
Well, I think we have to realize that the domestic politics of the United States is very much in the hands of Israel and Israel's supporters. You can't get elected in the U.S. It's almost impossible to get elected in the U.S. and be pro-Palestinian let's say, critical of Israel. It's very difficult. It's not impossible, but Israel is, to a large extent, in control of the political procedure, the reins of power, the way campaigns are run and all of this. So a lot of the U.S. Foreign policy, especially with respect to the Middle East, is very much influenced by Israel and the Zionist movement. So we really shouldn't be surprised. If there are elements in the State Department, the intelligence services, and the military that would like to be free of the influence of Israel, but they can't say anything anymore because the power is really with the neoconservatives and the elements that have been placed there essentially by the Israel lobby. So we're stuck with it.
Well, Mr. Paul Larudi, thank you very much. Mr. Larudi is with Free Palestine Movement, who joined us via Skype out of Berkeley.